East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
A popular butchery in Durban's Morningside area has come under scrutiny. It's allegedly failed to comply with compulsory specifications. It was one of the establishments that were raided by officials today. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was there.
Local authorities moved in this morning. There was a standoff unfolding between the officials and the owners who had been trying to negotiate the compliance status. Customers were ordered to leave the premises, but some stood their ground and continued shopping unfazed. Officials say the business had not registered as a ready-to-eat processed meat manufacturer, a key requirement under the national regulator for compulsory specification rules. The owners were told that without compliance, a raid would have to go ahead. Officials were seen packing the store's branded meat products into clear bags as part of the inspection. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban.
Well, the Proteas women have received hugs and a heroine's welcome in the arrivals hall of OR Tambo International Airport following their impressive Cricket World Cup campaign. They won silver medals after being defeated by India in a thrilling final in Mumbai on Sunday. It was the first time they had reached the final. Speaking to SABC News a short while ago, Mandla Mashimbi had this to say.
We can never take for granted the support that the South Africans have shown us in the past 8 weeks, really. For us to come back to this welcoming is really a humbling experience. We're just happy that we made the country proud.
Thousands of visitors have streamed through the Grand Egyptian Museum today as almost the entire collection of King Tutankhamun's treasures is displayed together for the first time since the young pharaoh's tomb was discovered in 1922. The collection of over 4,500 artifacts was curated and conserved over nearly two decades. Tutankhamun died aged 18 or 19. Genetic and radiological studies suggest malaria combined with a bone disorder were the cause of his death. He was mummified and buried in Luxor's Valley of the Kings inside three nested coffins, the smallest weighing 110 kilograms, all placed within four gilded shrines. While the coffins are now at the museum, the mummy remains in Luxor. And finally, David Beckham is a Sir. He's received his knighthood from the King, King Charles at Windsor Castle. After years in the running following his OBE in 2003, the former England soccer captain and Manchester United star has now been honoured for his services to sport and charity when he was knighted by King Charles III at an investiture at Windsor Castle. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 23 tomorrow, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.